Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this special edition of the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today we are discussing with Scott Rolfe. Hi, Scott, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Nice to be here.
Thank you very much. And today it's all about the Customer Experience War Games 2024 that are ongoing now. And Scott accepted this short invitation to discuss about his experience during the Customer Experience War Game. Scott, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Scott Rolfe. I work at a company in the UK called BT. I'm sure many has heard of it. And I sit in their data and AI unit at the moment, looking after our delivery and transformation programs.
Thank you very much for this short introduction. And now let's kick off the game. It's not the customer experience board game, but it's this short discussion, few questions to learn a bit more about the customer experience board game. What is your role in the customer experience war game and what motivates you to join?
So currently I'm a vice captain on one of the teams under Sharon Boyd. Originally, I think I joined back in 2020 and it was James Dodkins who reached out and mentioned that this was happening. And obviously we was coming towards COVID, lots was going on and it was a good way to spend our time. But then I soon realized the value that it was adding to the organizations we were supporting.
Thank you very much. And what do you like the most about the games?
I think it's about, firstly, bringing everyone together. We've now got such a diverse range of people from across the globe. And our WhatsApp groups are crazy. We've just got people diving in with ideas, different time zones. And the biggest thing is that charities are now benefiting from our work and collaboration, which is so hard to do in such an organization, let alone a global environment.
What you are working on together with your team and with Sharon? Hi, Sharon.
Yes. So in the CX Top Guns, as we are called, where Sharon is Maverick, I'm Iceman, we're currently working on it with a charity in Mexico that uses young students to help homeless and provide food and seeing how they can grow that network and provide a much broader network of resource that can grow this organization. And it's great because we're coming up with ideas in terms of their social media platforms to how they create an environment, a community around the people that take part, and then how they take that forward after they move on and go ahead with their future career. So lots of ideas coming forward, and it's a great thing to be part of.
How are you working together with your colleagues in the team?
As I say, WhatsApp and Canva is mainly our method, but we've created a little bit of fun around it. Obviously, everyone's got a call sign from the movie Top Gun, or if they haven't seen Top Gun, they've come up with their own ones. And that just makes it a little bit more relaxed for the environment. And as I say, you know, WhatsApp is just continuously having comments and updates, and you have to sort of refresh, read through it, and make sure that you've kept abreast of everything that's going on. And Canva has gone absolutely crazy with ideas and ways of working. So that's all coming together into a plan now. And hopefully later today, we'll see the output of that.
How much time do you have to finalize this first challenge?
Well, we've got a day left, but everyone contributes their own amount of time. So one thing we've said is that it could be a few minutes because you're very busy, and it could be a few hours. Everyone literally throws their time in it. And because there's so many people on there, it doesn't matter that it could be a couple of minutes, because that one idea could be the golden nugget that this organization is going to benefit from.
Thank you. And how do these events like the Customer Experience War Game contribute to the global CX community?
I think it gives people an opportunity to collaborate with like-minded people, but equally learn at the same time. From when I started back in 2020, I've been fortunate to work with loads of talented CX individuals. And while you think you know quite a lot about CX, there's so much more to learn and little ideas, little different ways of looking at things. And that's the biggest benefit for us as a community. And then obviously what we offer back to the charities.
Thank you. And what's your wish for the future of the Customer Experience Board Games?
I think it's just the way it's been continuing to grow. The network has slowly been getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's attracted so much more people. And I hope to see that continuing, because then we can offer to a lot more charities more frequently during the year. And obviously, we start to see the European versions of the games grow. Ideally, we want one in every country going forward. That'd be ideal.
Thank you very much, Scott, for these insights. And now we are coming to the end of this game, but now we have three penalties. It's one word answer for you. If you could describe your customer experience board game experience in one word, what would it be?
Rewarding.
If you could describe the customer experience board games community in one word, what would it be?
That's easy. Inspirational.
Are you planning to participate again next year?
Absolutely.
Incredible, Scott. Thank you very much for your contribution to the customer experience board game, and all the best to the Top Guns, to your team, to create outstanding, amazing solution for this charity. And as usual, also thank you very much to Christopher Brooks, to the Customer Experience War Game, to making that happen, because we know how much work there is behind the scene to keep the games running. Therefore, thank you very much, Scott, to you. Thank you very much to all the participants to the Customer Experience War Game. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thanks very much.